Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, have you ever been to Tainan?
Tainan? I didn't notice. I haven't been to Tainan until you just asked me.
Really?
I've been to Taichung, I've been to Kaohsiung, but I haven't been to Tainan, which is not okay at all.
Well,
since I'm a Taiwanese.
Yeah, but well, I hadn't been there, so, you know.
I know, but...
It's the same thing, almost.
But do you know that there are a lot of special things in Tainan?
Yes, from what I understand, it's a very historic place, right?
Yes, indeed. And it's because Tainan used to be the center of Taiwan. Nowadays, if you go visit Tainan, you can still see a lot of historical sites, such as Shikan Tower, Shikan Lou, or Taiwan Komiao, Taiwan Confucian Temple. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of the tower before. I've never heard of the Confucian Temple there.
Taiwan Komiao.
Okay.
That is also famous.
Well, today's article is about another historic place in Tainan. It is called the Hayashi Department Store.
The Hayashi Department Store?
Yes.
I haven't heard of them.
Well, it's a very interesting place, and it's pretty old. So why don't we check out today's article and learn all about
it. Okay.
Reading.
Travel back in time at the Hayashi Department Store. A five-story brick building takes up a street corner in Tainan and has a style that is different from anything around it. With its wooden Japanese-style window frames, sand-colored bricks, and Art Deco style, it is a classic building. It's the Hayashi Department Store, one of the first department stores in Taiwan. The Hayashi Department Store was built in 1932 by the Japanese businessman Hayashi Hoichi. At the time, it was only the second department store in Taiwan. The store quickly became popular, especially among Tainan's intellectuals. During World War II, the Hayashi Department Store suffered damage from American bombers. The building still has bullet holes in it from the war. After the war, the building was used as an office and then abandoned. Finally, it was renovated in 2013. These days, the Hayashi Department Store is a cultural creative center. Its gold-framed elevators, colored tiled floors, and rooftop Shinto shrine take visitors back in time. Inside, shops sell many local items, including many handmade products. For a look into a long-lost time in Tainan's history, try visiting the Hayashi Department Store sometime.
Today's article begins with a five-story brick building takes up a street corner in Tainan and has a style that is different from anything around it. Okay, so we've got this five-story building. The article says it takes up a street corner. Now, if something takes up a space, we could say it uses it, uses all of it. In this case, all five stories of the building take up a whole street corner somewhere in Tainan. And, well, take up happens to be our shortcut for you for today. So, let's go to a clip about that now.
Shortcut for you.
This restaurant looks so good.
Yeah, I wish we could find a seat somewhere.
Ugh, I know. I wish that old man who's sitting by himself wasn't taking up such a large table.
That man isn't stealing the table. He's just sitting there.
Oh, to take something up means to fill a space.
I get it. To take something up means 占去时间或是空间。
Exactly. Oh, look, I think he's leaving.
Hurry, let's take up that corner before anyone else does.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. So before the break, we read that a brick five-story building takes up a whole corner in Tainan.
So what is this five-story, 五层楼的 brick building?
Well, next, the article says, with its wooden Japanese-style window frames, sand-colored bricks, and Art Deco style, it is a classic building.
Classic building.
Classic building. Okay, so now we have a little idea of what this building looks like. The article says that the window frames or edges are wooden and Japanese in style. In fact, the whole building is classic. Now, if something is classic, this is an adjective here. It's spelled C-L-A-S-S-I-C, classic. It means that it is excellent. And it will be for many years into the future in some way. So we could say, for example, this classic film came out in 1953, but still has many fans today.
I got it. Classic 就是经典的。We can use this word to describe films, which are movies, songs, books, and of course buildings, as our article says. 同学们注意哦，不要把 classic 跟 classical, C-L-A-S-S-I-C-A-L, classical, 古典的这个字给搞混了。If something is classical, it's traditional, and it's a long...establishment form.
Right, like Beethoven or Mozart.
Classical music.
Right. Well, so, what is this building anyway? We keep talking about it. The article says it's the Hayashi Department Store, one of the first department stores in Taiwan. So, no wonder this department store is special. It must be pretty old, right?
The Hayashi Department Store...According to the name of the department store, was it built by a Japanese?
Yes.
Hayashi.
Hayashi. The article continues, the Hayashi department store was built in 1932 by the Japanese businessman Hayashi Hoichi.
Hayashi Hoichi.
Yes. Now, obviously, Hayashi named the department store after himself.And so this was during the Japanese colonial period, so, you know, there were a lot of businessmen here, and he had the money.
Lin Bai Huo 就是这个 The Hayashi Department Store 的中文。那林百货呢是在日治时期啊，在台南开幕的百货公司，也是南部第一间拥有电梯的百货公司哦。Hayashi 这个人呢，用他自己的名字为这家百货公司命名。
Now the article continues. At the time...It was only the second department store in Taiwan.
Oh, I bet the first one was in Taipei, right?
Yes, and it opened, like, not long before this one.
Okay.
So the second and, you know, two in a row. Now, the store quickly became popular, especially among Tainan's intellectuals.
Intellectuals.
Now, this is an interesting word, Elsie. Can you explain intellectuals for us?
Sure. If a person is an intellectual, he or she has superior intellect. Intellectual 在文章当中呢是当名词来使用的，是知识分子的意思。Intellectuals have high intellect. 知识分子呢有高的智力。
Right, so they're very smart.
They're very smart.
And this would be a nice place for them to sit around in the cafe and talk and be like, well, I think we should do this, and I disagree with you.
Right.
Now, the article continues, during World War II, the Hayashi department store suffered damage from American bombers.
American bombers?
Yes. Well, since Taiwan was part of Japan during World War II, and the U.S. was at war with Japan... It only makes sense that they would try to attack Japanese soldiers that are here at that time. Unfortunately, the Hayashi department store was there at that time, and it suffered some damage.
I got it.
Now, if something suffers, this is a verb, it's spelled S-U-F-F-E-R, suffer. It means to experience some sort of injury or something unpleasant. So we could say, for example, my car suffered a lot of damage during the flood. Now I have to get it fixed.
So suffer, S-U-F-F-E-R, 是受到点点点所苦的意思。
We can say somebody or something suffer,、
mm-hmm.
or somebody or something suffer damage, pain, and so on.、
Mm-hmm.
As our article says, although the building suffered damage from World War II, it is still an important building in Taiwan.
Yes, well, it's still there. I mean,、mm-hmm. it suffered a little damage, but it wasn't...、completely destroyed.
Right.
Now the article says the building still has bullet holes in it from the war.
Bullet holes.
So a bullet, this is a noun, it's spelled B-U-L-L-E-T. A bullet is a small metal object that we put inside a gun、
mm-hmm.
and then is shot out. It's、
mm-hmm.
what goes out of the gun.
Right.
So we could say, for example, old guns sometimes only held 6 bullets that people could fire.
Mm-hmm. Bullet 就是弹、子弹的意思，通常我们要开枪之前要先装子弹，对不对？ So we can still see bullet holes, 也就是弹孔 in the building、
mm-hmm.
They must
the wall.
Look scary, right?
Yeah, like there's something like
this big?
Yeah, like
the、
big、
sure?
bullet. Not like a little gun, but like a big、
oh,
bullet.
Wow.
Like an airplane.
Because
or something.
It happened in World War II.
Yeah.
So what happened after war?
Well, the article saysAfter the war, the building was used as an office、
mm-hmm.
and then abandoned. Finally, it was renovated in 2013. Okay, so the department store didn't stay open.
After the war.
It was turned into an office for a while and then it was abandoned or just left empty.、
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2013, it was renovated, which is to fix something up like new, fix up a home、
mm-hmm.
or a building like new.
Right.、
Mm.
The building was abandoned before it was renovated,、
mm.
right, in 2013.、
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned, A-B-A-N-D-O-N, abandoned 就是丢弃弃置的意思。那 renovate,、
mm-hmm.
right?、
Mm-hmm.
R-E-N-O-V-A-T-E, renovate 就是翻修、修复的意思在啦。那两个动词呢，在文章当中啊，都是以过去分词出现，那是被动态哦。
Now, the article continues. These days, the Hayashi Department Store is a cultural creative center. So, we have some of these, here in Taipei, right?、
Mm-hmm.
There's the Huashan 1914 Cultural Creative Center, and there's、
mm-hmm.
the Songshan Cultural Creative Center.These are good places to see art, movies, or even buy local goods. Right.
Right?、Mm. Cultural Creative Center 就是所谓的文创中心。那在台北呢，有华山文创中心，还有松山文创中心。那在台南呢，就有我们的林百货。
Now the article goes on to say, we mean the Hayashi Department Store,、
mm-hmm.
its gold-framed elevator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
colored tile floors, and rooftop Shinto shrine take visitors back in time.
Wow.
That sounds like a nice place,、
yeah.
right? The elevators even have gold frames. Now an elevator, this is a noun, it's spelled E-L-E.V-A-T-O-R, elevator. It's a machine in a building that helps us quickly go up and、
mm-hmm.
down the floors. So, for example, I took the elevator from the first floor to the 10th floor.
Elevator 就是电梯啦，跟 escalator、
mm-hmm.
手扶梯是不一样的、哦。林百货里面有 gold-framed、
yeah.
elevator, 黄金镶边的电梯，以及 colored tiled floor, 铺有彩色瓷砖的 地板。Tile, T-I-L-E, 就是铺上瓷砖的意思。And what is Shinto shrine?、
Mm.
Shinto 是日本的神道教。And shrine is a place for worship.Or、
right.
a place of worship,、
mm-hmm.
也就是神龛圣殿的意思。So this building sounds magnificent.
Yes, it looks very nice.、
Mm.
Like a nice place to just walk around and relax.
Yeah, and to see all the like, beautiful decorations.、
Mm-hmm. The whole building looks really, really beautiful. Now the article continues, inside, shops sell many local items, including many handmade products.
Mm-hmm.
So these are、people that live in the area and they make nice, interesting products and then they come and sell them there.、
Mm-hmm.
Now for, the article continues, for a look into a long lost time in Tainan's history, try visiting the Hayashi department store sometime. So, if you're ever in Tainan, you can go visit the store sometime. Now, sometime is an adverb. It's spelled S-O-M-E-T-I-M-E, and it means at some point in the future. We don't know when.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sometime 就是某个时候，记得哦 ，sometime 是一个字，而且字尾没有 s. After reading today's article, I would like to go visit Tainan、
mm-hmm.
and of course the Hayashi department store、mm-hmm. sometime in the future.
At some time, we don't know when. Sometime you can go check it out.
Mm-hmm. It will be a fantastic trip to have a look into the city's history.
Yes.Well, that brings us to the end of today's article, our article, but we still have our For You chat question, so let's go to that now.
For You chat.
So our For You chat question for today is, what's your favorite historic site to visit and why? Brian, what's your answer?
Well, let's see.Not including Taiwan,when I was little, my family, we would go to Mexico a lot, and we would go to ancient Mayan ruins.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like to visit really old ruins. You can feel that, you know, these were built hundreds of years ago, and they have a lot of history, and they're kind of mysterious, too. There's a lot we don't know about、
mm-hmm.
them, don't understand. So that, those are my favorite ruins.Historic sites to visit.
What about a historic site to visit in Taiwan?
In Taiwan.
How long have you been here?
3 years.
3 years. That's long enough.
Yeah.
Now, so have you ever been to any historic sites?
Okay, well, I went to Penghu, and there is a Matsu temple there.
Matsu Miao.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is about 400 years old.
Mm-hmm, that's enough.
It is the oldest temple in Taiwan, as far as I know.
Yep.
So it's a very nice place. It's nice to walk around inside, and they have these courtyards. You can mm-hmm. go up and down, and I liked it there. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask about me?
Yes. What about you, Elsie? What is your favorite historic site?
Right. As for me, I haven't had a chance to visit China and mm-hmm. its historic sites, such as the Great Wall, Changchun, the Forbidden City,
mm-hmm.
Zijingchen, and mm-hmm. Tiananmen as well. So if I have time to travel, I will go visit those sites.
What about in Taiwan?
In Taiwan, I think I have been...to all of those historic sites.
Oh, okay, all of the ones
except Tainan.
Okay, not Tainan, which is the most historic city in Taiwan.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're going to have to go sometime and check it out.
I will.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of today's article
mm-hmm.
about the Hayashi department store, the historic department store in Tainan.
Right.
So until next time, I'm Brian.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Travel back in time at the Hayashi Department Store. A 5-story brick building takes up a street corner in Tainan and has a style that is different from anything around it. With its wooden Japanese-style window frames, sand-colored bricks, and Art Deco style, it is a classic building. It's the Hayashi Department Store.One of the first department stores in Taiwan. The Hayashi Department Store was built in 1932 by the Japanese businessman Hayashi Hoichi. At the time, it was only the second department store in Taiwan. The store quickly became popular, especially among Tainan's intellectuals. During World War II,The Hayashi Department Store suffered damage from American bombers. The building still has bullet holes in it from the war. After the war, the building was used as an office and then abandoned. Finally, it was renovated in 2013. These days, the Hayashi Department Store is a cultural creative center. Its gold-framed elevators...colored tiled floors, and rooftop Shinto shrine take visitors back in time. Inside, shops sell many local items, including many handmade products. For a look into a long-lost time in Tainan's history, try visiting the Hayashi Department Store sometime.
Vocabulary Review. Classic. I like to watch classic movies to see how people lived in the past. Suffer. The football player suffered a leg injury and had to leave the game. Bullet. John put some bullets in his gun and then shot at the bad guys. Elevator. We pressed the button for the elevator, got on, and went up to the 10th floor. Sometime. You can visit me sometime in Tokyo, Japan. I will show you around the city.